have for you today. We appreciate everybody that's come out in the house of the Lord. We got several visiting with us today, and we thank God for you picking Morning View Baptist Church to come and worship with us today. I know you could have went anywhere, but I don't think you went anywhere appreciates you any more than this preacher does and this church does, looking out and seeing you in the house of God today. But let's be much in prayer for all these that are out sick. We still got several. The Lord knows all about this morning. Remember, Derek and them had to preach for Brother Mark Purser this morning, and so he's up there with them, so remember them. And let's please remember Brother Ronnie and Sister Trish Brewer. I tell you, it's just awful. Yesterday I was leaving, Ronnie said, tell the church I love them. And everything you've done, some of you took food by the house, things like this. I'm going to tell you something. It's the worst feeling in the world to be standing in a hospital holding hands with a family that's just said goodbye to their child. And no answer that I've got. You know, they look at me, and as several here, you've experienced this. And the first question they ask me is, why would God allow this? And you know, I don't have an answer for that. All we know is to put our trust in the Lord. And to rely on him. He knows tomorrow. He knows what events would have took place in the years ahead or anything like that. We don't. But one day after a while, Brother Grogan will understand it all by and by. I believe he'll sit down and explain every bit of it to us. And we'll understand it. Amen. Death is something we don't understand. We know the Bible says once upon a man to die. We don't know that date. But all we can do is be ready for when it comes. And so let's just hope and pray, amen, and we'll all be ready for that day. But remember them, the funeral visitation is tomorrow at Victory. They knew that they're trying to find somewhere that they could get everybody in there. They're expecting over 1,000 people to come through. And so it'll be from 3 o'clock to 9 o'clock, and that'll be at Victory. So I urge you, please, even if you have to stand in line, just to go by, because that's when you need your church family the most. And just kind of let them know, if you can't do that, at least call them, drop by their house or whatever. But the funeral will be the next day at 2 o'clock. And so remember that also. So remember them in our prayers this morning. Our hearts are with them. It's broken. It's our whole community. It's affected it, but I believe it has brought it back together. And I've seen love and support from every direction. And they have too. And so I appreciate that from the very bottom of my heart. But let's pray for them this morning. And others. Anyone? Go ahead, Patty.
We will be serving after the funeral on Tuesday out here in our faith.
Amen. I appreciate this. If you can help, it's greatly appreciated. I don't know how many will be coming here. But I do know that there'll be it'll be over 100 or so. And so if you can help in any way, this committee, they always help as much as they possibly can. So let's do what we can as a church to do what we can. Don't forget, next Sunday's miscellaneous fund for our building project. Also, next Sunday is WMU at 5 o'clock. Let me say this. I want to thank those that have already decorated the fellowship hall for fall. It looks great, and I appreciate that. Everything that goes on everywhere, there's so much that goes on from this church. You think, well, Sunday it's over. No, not for around here. There's something going on every day, whether the outreach committees are taking things to people's houses or whether we're filling the baskets up at Redmond Park or wherever, ICU waiting rooms. That's going on all week long. And I appreciate that. I really do. And I cannot do the burden alone. I'm going to tell you that. It takes all of us to make us a great church, and I believe that's what we are today. Amen. Do you agree with that? Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's all stand. I'm going to give you an opportunity to participate in the offering. Amen. We want everybody to participate in something today. This is something everybody can do. Amen. But it is good to be here. We thank God for you. Just get right into the service. You feel like clapping your hands. You clap. Say amen. Say amen. Just be a part of it. Don't be a spectator. Be a participator. Amen. And so we encourage you to do that for us today. Brother James Payne in the back, will you ask the blessing for us?
Thank you.
so good to be in the house of the Lord this morning. And you know, I see all the smiling faces. But you know, like Jeff was mentioning, the family, what they're going through. I know I've probably made statements in my lifetime, you know, about how I knew how they felt. But until you witness trying to bury one of your loved ones, your children, you don't know how they felt. But I want you to know that we got a living God. We don't have to worry about him being buried. He said he'd be with us always, even at the end of the world. Won't you listen to the words of this song? We generally sing this on Easter, but you know our God's alive today and evermore. Won't you listen to the words we're trying to sing? Take up all the time that you've been requesting time and time again. verses, and so I want you to listen close. Because our Lord, you know, He gave His life, but He raised from that dead. And He fights every one of our battles.
I'm Thank you.
Amen. Turn your Bible to the book of Daniel. Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. Our screen's not working this morning. Amen. It went fishing. Amen. Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. I think a lot of times we look at this scripture right here, we try to put it as a fairy tale or something like Little Red Riding Hood, something like this. But this right here did happen, and it's part of history. And, it's not something that was made up. It's something that actually took place. Amen. The Bible said in Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 1, reading through verse number 6. The Bible said Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold whose height was 80 cubits and the breadth thereof 6 cubits. He set it upon the plain of Dura in the province of Babylon. This thing's about 90 foot tall and about 9 foot wide. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king sent together the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, and the treasurers, and the counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the province to come to the dedication of this image which Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. Then the princes, the governors, and the captains, and the judges, and the treasurers, the counselors, the sheriffs, all the rulers of the province were gathered together in the dedication of the image Nebuchadnezzar the king had set up. They stood before the image that Nebuchadnezzar had set up, and they heralded a cry aloud. Do you hear? It is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at what time you hear the sound of the cornet, flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you should fall down and worship the golden image. Then Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set up. Verse number 6 says this right here. He said, whosoever falleth not down and worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Let us pray, and you may be seated. Our Heavenly Father, just as humble as I know how today, God, I pray, Lord, God, that you'll move Jeff out of the way for a little while, that I'd be able to get over on the holy ground. Lord, I know, Lord, that we thank you for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that we have felt this morning. God, I'm not deserving of it, but Lord, I sure am thankful, Lord, that you allow me to feel a little touch of it, Lord, to know that it's real, God, within my soul today. Lord, I pray, God, that you'll bless the reading of your word. Lord, may it touch the heart of men, women, boys, and girls. Lord, today we ask these things. Lord, in Jesus' name, I humbly pray. Amen and amen. Neighbor, about every song is just about went right along in accordance to this message today. And by the message that I want to preach on, let me on this right here, how to face the fire. Amen. How to face the fire. Listen, the issues of life, the fiery trials, the storms of life we all face. I believe the Christian life is the best life you could possibly live. Neighbor, I really do believe that. But we as Christians, we can face these fires in our life, whether it be personally or professionally. We face fires and battles every day. I listen, from Satan, and sometimes the battle of life can just seem like a great big old fire and neighbor that we're about to face. But I see here in this scripture, the Bible said Nebuchadnezzar the king had made an image of gold. And listen, now whether this image looked like him or anything else, I really don't know. But anyway, the Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar had sent out a decree, and he said, listen, he said at the same time and hour that you hear the sound of the music and it begins to play. He said, I want everybody to bow. I want everybody to bow down, and I want them, I listen, to praise and glorify me today. I listen, and the Bible says, sure enough, I listen, they done that at one time, and neighbor, that it went off, all the music. I listen, I believe it'd be something like the tornado siren. Do you ever hear, they ever heard that? I listen, that woo, I listen, you know what I'm talking about. I believe that sound went off that day, and I believe they heard it all over the land. I listened, and the Bible said they began to fall down, and they were wherever they were at, and they began to worship this new God that Nebuchadnezzar had set up. I listened, and the Bible said they already didn't like them Jew boys that was over there, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. I listened, because they served and worshiped the true and living God. And never the Bible said, sure enough, you know how it is. Some people just like to tell on people. And never, that's exactly what happened. And here they went, busting through the ceremony. I listened up to King Nebuchadnezzar. And they said, listen, King. I said, did you not say for everybody to bow down? And when all this loud music went off, he said, I sure did. I listened. They said, you know, them three Hebrew boys over yonder, I said, they didn't do it. I said, yo, what are you going to do about it? I listened. I listened. He said, whoever didn't do this, we're going to throw them into the fiery furnace. I listened. And so they went out and they got old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and brought them to him. And the king asked them, said, boys, did y'all do this? I listened there because the boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, I said, oh, king, we're not careful to answer thee in this matter. He said, but we, we did not bow down. Listen, and we also know, the God we serve is able to deliver us. Listen, the king surely would kill them, surely. Listen, but they knew that God would either deliver them by the fire or through the fire. They knew that without a doubt. And so the Bible said, the king said, I tell you what we're going to do. His face got red. He got mad. Listen, he was angry. Listen, neighbor. Listen, no doubt he began to grit his teeth. He said, I tell you what we're going to do. Out of y'all three boys. And so we're going to heat that baby up seven times hotter than it's ever been. Listen. And he said, I tell you what, fellas. He said, you grab him boys and throw them in. And the Bible said they bound them up. They wrapped them up. I listened that they couldn't get loose. I listened, and there they were. They picked them up, and they began to take them over toward that fiery furnace. I see they were facing the fire, but they knew God would deliver. I listened. I don't believe even when they bound them up, I don't believe Shadrach. I looked over to Meshach. I said, you sure about this? I listened. I don't believe Meshach. I looked over to Abednego and said, hey, I can feel the heat. I listened. Are you sure? I listened. I don't believe they did that. I believe they had an unwavering faith. I listened. I believe they had an unwavering presence of God already with them, that he was and could and able to deliver them up from the fires of life. And I'm telling you today, the God I serve, he's the same God that's able to deliver you and I. Listen, he said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Thank God. I'm glad of that. He said, hey, we don't know. Amen. We do know this. We'll either, hey, amen, like that song they sing, I'm a winner either way. People, we burn up in that fire, we're going to a better place. Hey, amen. We're going to serve him. The Bible said they got them boys up. And the Bible said the men that took them, when they tossed them in, they burn up. Hey, amen. It was so hot. The flames just engulfed around about them. Listen, the Bible said the old king, and went over, and somehow or another he had to have a way he could look down into that that old pit there. Listen, and he probably sat down and I throwed his chest back and said, well, I told him what they should have done. But all of a sudden that old king got up. And he began to look, amen, and he said, hey, wait a minute. I said, said, didn't we throw three in there? And they said, we did. He said, amen. He said, wait a minute. Amen. He said, I see four. I listen. Amen. And one of them is walking under the Son of God. And get this right here. He said, they're loose. And they're walking around. Hey, the fire ain't even hurting them. Get them out of there. So get them out of there. Get them out of there. Man, get them out of there. Thank God. Thank God. Three come out. Some reason or another, the one that was likely the Son of God, he's still in the fire. Hey, man, I just thought of that. I'm glad the one likely the Son of God, he's still in the fire. Whose fire is he in? He's in the fiery battles I'm in. He's in the fiery battles you're in. Thank God we got a God that'll stay in the fire for you and I today. Woo! Say, just stand still and see God move. Brittany, I like to have the Holy Ghost fit on that. Thank God. We faced them fires. Man, he brought them guys up. I don't know about you, but have you ever had a fire in the yard? You ever rake leaves? Man, you go in the house and you smell that smoke. Your next door neighbors smell that smoke. Hey, man. But the Bible said old Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego walked out of that fiery furnace that was seven times hotter, Sister Judy, than it had ever been before. And they didn't, they said, Ed King said, I like that cologne. Ed King said, man, I don't even smell the scent of smoke. Your clothes ain't even, they're not even burnt. Your hair is not singed. Thank God. He said, I'm telling you what we're going to do. He said, everybody come here. Boy, he got everybody back together. He said, tell you what we're having. We've had a change of plans. Hey, the God they're serving, that's the God we're serving. Thank God. I'm glad today we got a God that is able to deliver us. He's able. Thank God today. Listen, three things that we've seen. The truths about this whole situation today. I believe Shadrach and Meshach seen before they ever went into the fiery furnace. And the fires we face. The battles we face, I don't understand it. I don't have all the answers. Hey, if I had my way, we'd never go through a storm. There'd be nobody ever die of cancer. There'd never be anybody have heart attacks. There'd never be anybody have to leave the walls of this life. But we all face trials and we face the fires. Your fire may be little, my fire may be big, but it's still the fire. And we face them today. But God is able to supply us and give us what we need. It's not if we're going to go through the battle. It's when we're going to go through the battle. It's not if I'm going to face trials and tribulations. It's when. Do you realize this life is nothing but a time bomb? Just like I got the call this week, get to Polk County, go get to Polk Hospital as fast as you can. Pastor, something's happened to some of your church members. Hey, man. Who's that going to be next week? I don't know. You don't know. It may be you. It may be Sister Lisa calling some of you saying, hey, come. Jeff's had a heart attack. Jeff's fell over. We don't know what tomorrow may hold. But I'm glad we know who holds tomorrow. We all face fires. And them fires that we face, they burn. They burn. What does that mean, preacher? We suffer the pain. We suffer the agony. We feel the defeat. We feel the loneliness. We feel the suffering that we face. And sometimes we don't understand how we're going to get through this fire that we're going to face. But three things today that I believe that we'll look at today that'll help us face the fire. It'll help us face the fire. Number one, the assurance of deliverance. The assurance of deliverance. Deliverance is defined as a rescue from bondage or of danger. He rescued me. He rescues you. Oh, the Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they knew the assurance of deliverance. My God is able to deliver us not only from you, King Nebuchadnezzar, but my God is able to deliver me from the fire of that furnace. I can overcome, not by my power, not by my strength, but by the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank God today for the deliverance of the Lord Jesus Christ. He's able to deliver us, rescue us from bondage or danger. New Testament. New Testament, God is always the subject, and his people is always the object. His love for you and I. He said there's no greater love than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. The assurance of knowing God will deliver. God will deliver. Let me find it one more time. If I can find it right quick. Amen. There we go. Well, I missed that screen. Y'all do too, don't you? Amen. But I want you to listen at this. In Daniel chapter number 3, in Daniel chapter number 3, verse number 16 and 17, listen to what he says. I'm talking about the assurance of deliverance, the assurance of being delivered. I've got you. I've got you. Ain't that good to know? Amen. Man, all of us got grandkids. All of us is I got grandkids. And man, sometimes, even Cason's 15 years old. Sometimes we finish go across the street, I'll grab his hand. He'll say, Papa, don't do that. I said, I tell you what, boy, if you don't do that, it's going to get worse. Tomorrow when I drop you off to high school, I'll get out and holler, I love you, baby. Hey. So you better give me that hand. They asked Dean and Chris, who is that? And they said, I don't know. But anyway, look at Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego here in verse number 16, 17, talking about how to face the fire that we all go through. We face it with the assurance of deliverance, the assurance that God will deliver us. He's got us. He protects us. Look at this. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered this and said to the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful to answer thee in this matter. If it be so, our God, with a big old G, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us out of thy hand, O King. Now listen, this is before they went in the fire. This is as they're facing the flames, as people's hair is being singed. We know at least two people has already burned up. Two people has already been killed by this fire. So we know it's hot. He's holding them over it, saying you're fixing to go in. They said, I don't care. The God we serve, he's able to deliver. I'm telling you, that's assurance. That is assurance in knowing that God is for you. And he said, if God be for you, who can be against you? Well, that's assurance, ain't it? That's assurance. We know that the God we serve is able to deliver us. See, God wants us to know without a doubt the assurance that we have in him. He is able to deliver you from any circumstance, from any situation, from any surrounding, from any weapon formed against you. He's able to defeat it. So the fire you're facing today, you can have that assurance. Oh, to have that peace of mind. Brother Mike Godfrey, to have that confidence. To have that confidence in just knowing. Amen. He's still got me in the palm of his hands. Yeah. Stand still and just let God move. That's what that's what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did. They said, we're just going to stand still. We'll just see what the Lord's going to do about this. Either way, either in the fire or through the fire. Amen. We've got the assurance of knowing that he will deliver. Thank God. Even in the midst of fire, the trials that we face, we can have the assurance that he will deliver. The assurance of deliverance. And then, number two, we see here in this reading of God's word here in Daniel. Number two, we see the assurance of the power of God. See, a lot of times we want to get through them trials and we want to face that fire by our power. We look at that mountain and say, I can't move that. But God can. I can't get through this fire, but God can. See, he didn't promise us we would not have to go into the fiery furnace. He didn't promise us that we wouldn't have to face the things that we face. But what he did promise us was, I'll never leave you. I'll never leave you, and I'll never forsake you. I'll be in the fire with you. Remember, where's he at? There were four in, three came out, the fourth man's still walking. And where's he walking? Amen. Sister Carla, he's walking in my fire. He's walking in your fire. Brother Mike, he's in your fire. If you look close enough, every once in a while, you'll see his head bobble up like we did this morning. He just about got loose and began to walk around in here. You can feel the power and the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. Woo. I'm trying to calm down. I've lost my hanks of everything else. The assurance, here it is. The assurance of the power of God. Look at verse number 23 and through 25. I like what he says here. Listen to this. And these three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down bound in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished and rose up in haste and spake and said unto his counselors, did we not cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? I want you to see that. You see that fire? I want you to see that pit. Man, here they are. They're over there. They're bound. Can't get out. Man, I've got, what do you call it? When you don't like tight places, it costophobia or something, whatever. That's a big old word. They was going to teach that day. I laid out. But it's a big word. He said, but did not we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire? They answered and said unto the king, true. O king, we did. Verse number 25, he answered and said, lo, I see four men. What's amazing to me is they're loose. Amen. They're loose. You know how they got loose? That fourth man went over and loosed them. He unbound them. See, that's what happened to me at Calvary. See, I came down bound with all the cares of the world and the sin of the world. But I'm glad Jesus, through his blood, he loosened me. Thank God I don't have the chains of sin, the chains of all these things bounding me down. He said, let him go. Let him go. Just turn it loose. Like a dove out of a cage. He said, loose them and let them go. Boy, them old, like he did old Lazarus over there when he came out. He dropped death by the wayside and came out of that grave. He unloosened these guys. Loosened them. Man, I didn't know this was this big. Listen. Look at what he says here. Lo, I see four men walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mouth of the burning fiery furnace and spake and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you listen. Listen how his attitude changes right here. He's hollering at them now. A while ago, he was saying, you don't bow down to me, and you don't bow down to the new God. You're a dead man. Listen, he looks over in that fiery furnace and says, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego, listen to this. Listen to what he says right here. You servants of the Most High God. Woo! Brother Grogan, he got an attitude adjustment. He got an attitude adjustment. Thank God. Sometimes God needs to give us an attitude adjustment. Remind us who he is. Remind us who we are. And remind us what we are. But we can get through them fiery furnaces because of the deliverance, the assurance, and because of the assurance of his power that God has. Amen. We've got the power through the Lord Jesus Christ. Assurance. Assurance of deliverance. Assurance of the power of God. He parted the Red Sea. You really believe that? Absolutely. He parted the Red Sea. He fed over 5,000 plus women, men, boys, children, their grandkids, and everybody else was there with just a few fish and a couple of loaves of bread. Preacher, you believe that happened? I sure do. Preacher, you believe this really happened? Do you believe them three boys went in there and it was really hot as it was? I sure do. Do you really believe God was able to deliver them? I sure do. So I believe the fire you're in today, God's able to deliver you. It's the same God. It's the same God. The same power, the same authority, the same anointing that they had is the same power that God had. Amen. How to face the fire. We all going to face them. Shadrach, Meshach faced them literally that day. But they faced them, Brother Dennis, with the assurance of deliverance and the assurance of the power of God. God has the power to get you through the fire you may be facing. Then number three, and we'll wrap it up in about an hour. The assurance of deliverance and the assurance of the power of God. And then something these three boys had was the assurance of his commitment. Ain't that the truth? And the assurance of his commitment. Christ's commitment to you and I. Boy, that's amazing. That's amazing. Listen, there's some folks that I would allow for me to jump over the sides of Grand Canyon and hold on to a rope as long as they had the other end and they would pull me up. There's a few folks like that. Well, maybe one or two. But there's some folks, I wouldn't let you know we're near the rope. I'm just honest with you. My life or yours, you're going to pick yours. But Christ said, I come to die for all. The commitment he made at the cross of Calvary. When he hung between heaven and earth to die for you and I. What a commitment. What a commitment. And then the commitment that he made to me when I knelt down and got saved, that he would supply my every longing and anything I face, I've got the assurance of knowing that he will deliver. Amen. He will deliver. So I'm telling you today, as we ask Brother Robbie to come with a verse of his song, assurance, that's exactly what these three boys had. They had assurance. They had assurance of his commitment. They had assurance of his deliverance. And they had assurance of his power. Boy, that's good, ain't it?
Amen.
Shadrach, Meshach, and said, do what you want. Do what you want. For the God we serve is able to deliver. He'll deliver you today. Just come to him. And he'll supply your every longing. As we stand together, Brother Robbie.
Thank you.